With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, guys, it's time to talk about Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and recap the weekend. If you guys have been following us, usually on Mondays, we put up videos about how violent and deadly Chicago was. So this is what this video was about. Usually Rhodes actually does these videos, but I tested this morning. I was like, man, I'm going to do it this morning. And it's sad, folks, because children are always involved in this, whether they're actually targets or caught in a crossfire in Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. And it happened yet again, folks. So let's do it. Over here on CBS News, Chicago, 5 dead, 30 wounded in weekend shootings across Chicago. And folks, when it says 30, at least 30, they're not exactly sure. This is pretty pathetic, folks, that we actually have to do videos on this. Lori Lightfoot doesn't believe in the rule of law. They don't want to prosecute crime over there. This is why Chicago is the way it is. But let's go ahead and do it, guys. It says here at least 5 people are dead and 30 others are wounded so far after shootings across the city as of Saturday. At least 2 of the victims are under the age of 18. Children losing their lives in Chicago. In the first shooting of the weekend, a 16-year-old boy was shot in the South Austin neighborhood Friday evening. Police say around 5:25, the boy was shot by an unknown suspect in the 300 block of North Laramie Avenue. The victim was transported to Stroger Hospital in good condition with a gunshot wound to the body. At least he's still alive. Thank God. Later in the evening, the same evening here, another child, a 13-year-old boy was shot while standing on the sidewalk in the 1100 block of North Lower Avenue in the Austin neighborhood around 8:35 p.m. The victim was standing with a friend when a black SUV fired shots, police said. He was transported by the Chicago Fire Department in good condition to Stroger Hospital with a gunshot wound to the left ankle. A man was shot while driving in Little Village Friday night. So, 2 children hours apart shot in Chicago, a lawless city. But anyway, this one here, and I'm pretty sure I cannot go through all of this, guys. I mean, we can't go through all of these shootings. But anyway, a man was shot while driving in Little Village Friday night. The victim, 26, was driving a vehicle in the 2800 block of South Kaminsky Avenue around 10:39 p.m. when an occupant on a black motorcycle fired shots. The victim was shot in the shoulder and transported by CFD in good condition to Mount Sinai Hospital. Another incident Saturday afternoon left 3 people hospitalized after a shooting in Chicago's Outgeld Gardens neighborhood. The 3 men were walking down the street in the 5600 block of East 133rd Street around 1:30 p.m. when someone shot in their direction. I mean, this is insane, guys. I mean, they're listing all of this off right here. I'm not going to read all of this. But this is pretty pathetic here, folks. And you notice the times, mostly all at night. They usually say, what, nothing happens good after midnight here. I mean, we have 31-year-old, 24-year-old. It looks like, oh, wow, this one here, a person actually deleted themselves right here. 24-year-old man right there. What about this one here? This person here, my goodness. 2:25 p.m. on Saturday. 5600 block of North St. Louis Avenue. An 18-year-old man identified as John Park by the medical examiner's office was shot in the chest and transported in critical condition to St. Francis Hospital. The victim was in a domestic argument when the unknown offender produced a handgun and fired shots, striking the victim. The offender then fled the scene. This is so sad, guys. So sad. Look at all of these incidents right here. Look at all of these. Man, I would not want to live in Chicago. 3:30 a.m., 4:05 a.m. I'm talking about like 30 minutes apart here. My goodness. Oh, this one here. 4:05 a.m. Sunday. In the 1300 block of South Harding Avenue, a 30-year-old man was discovered in front of a residence with a gunshot wound to the head. And a 31-year-old male victim was discovered inside the residence with a gunshot wound to the head. Both victims were transported to Sinai, where they were pronounced dead. Unbelievable. Then 3 minutes later, another person heard her gunshots and then felt pain. He was actually shot in the left and right leg in good condition. 4 hours later, another person shot. 3 hours later, another person shot. I mean, this is crazy right here. I mean, this is a very, very, very long article, folks. All these shootings, and I can't even talk about it in one video unless the video is going to be like 30 minutes long or so. And I don't really shoot 30 minute long videos. But this is Chicago, folks. This is what's happening in Chicago right here. Children shot. People dead. At least 30 shot. At least 5 dead. This is Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, folks. Not a surprise, though. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.